Gallagher.
I just can't believe it.
He's the king of common sense.
This is one of those things where you have a hard time putting your finger on it. Something about it doesn't add up.
Occasionally, he's surrounded by idiots.
It's madness. It's absolute madness.
But he's always ready to talk to you.
If you think I'm all wet, please tell me where I'm wrong.
I wanted to congratulate you for being open-minded.
And now, here he is, Mike Gallagher.
The ACLU says it's scary close, referring to a constitutional amendment that would ban desecration of the American flag. One or two votes away. Terry Schroeder of the American Civil Liberties Union, which opposes the amendment, says people think it's something that's never going to happen. The reality is we're very close to losing this battle. Well, I don't think it has anything to do with losing a battle. I think it has to do with winning a battle in a very big way, and I want to tell you why. Congress has regularly debated this issue ever since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned a Texas flag desecration law in 1989. And then the next year, its own Flag Protection Act. But until this point, Congress has failed to muster the two-thirds vote needed in both the House and the Senate. The way this works, they get the two-thirds vote in the House and the Senate, and then the states ratify the measure. Three-fourths, or 38, of the 50 states must ratify the amendment. So it's not easy to amend the Constitution. Next week, the House will vote on the amendment for a seventh time. It's going to pass, in all likelihood. Then the spotlight switches to the Senate, where the amendment has always died. But this time it may be different. Five freshman senators, one of whom we're trying to get on the Mike Gallagher show this hour, Jim DeMint of South Carolina, John Thune of South Dakota, David Vitter of Louisiana, Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, and Richard Burr of North Carolina, voted for the amendment as House members and plan to do so again as senators. Now, here's the debate. Obviously, I understand the issues at stake. If you tell somebody they can't burn an American flag, you're restricting free speech. Free speech, free speech, free speech. It's what we hear all the time. And I'm a guy who makes his living celebrating free speech, whether it's from me or from you, or the work I do over at Fox News. I appreciate a country that allows us to have free speech. I also appreciate the uniqueness of a symbol like the American flag. It's not something that we take casually. Every time there's a national catastrophe, like 9/11, American flags are everywhere. We have Flag Day. We have flags everywhere at Memorial Day. We treasure the American flag. And you know something? I believe that saying there should not be a constitutional amendment prohibiting the desecration of the flag is the easy way out. Ah, free speech. Go ahead. Do whatever you want to do. No. In these United States of America, I think it's special and important to say this is where we draw the line. This is where we say enough. You're not going to urinate on the United States symbol. You're not going to pour lighter fluid on the American flag. You're not going to defecate on that piece of cloth that represents the freedom and liberties and democracy that we treasure. You're not going to rip into two and use some filthy method the American flag something that people have died for. It is just a symbol, I get it, but it is such an important symbol that I truly believe it deserves an amendment to the Constitution. I mean, don't forget what this means. What does it mean if there's an amendment to the Constitution? Well, then it means it becomes against the law, and then you pay the price. Listen, you want to burn the flag? You feel that strongly? Be willing to go to jail for it. Burn the flag and go to jail. Flag Day was this week. Did you notice? John Thune told reporters, "We're going to have deeper support for this, and the intensity is growing. There's momentum." Some experts are calling it a cliffhanger. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist is eager to bring up the issue, and some Democrats are described as being too nervous to oppose it. Listen, this is a rarity. We see the flag being burned and desecrated overseas on the evening news all the time, but realistically, it doesn't happen that much. 1, 2, 3 times a year. So you know what? Let's take a stand as a country. Let's say, sure, we treasure and we appreciate and we value free speech, but when it comes to our American flag, don't you dare. And if you do, you better be prepared to pay the consequences because you're breaking the law. I want to see what you think. 1-800-655-MIKE is our toll-free number. 13 past the hour as we welcome you aboard. Thanks for tuning in to the Mike Gallagher Show. 800-655-6453. You know, one speech is one thing, but I love what Orrin Hatch said. Orrin Hatch, the amendment's chief sponsor, said, "Burning, urinating, defecating on the flag, this is not speech. This is offensive conduct." And I agree with him that it should be against the law. Let's see if you think I'm right or not as we go off and run into your phone calls. 800-655-MIKE, your voice on the Mike Gallagher Show is next. Welcome into the Mike Gallagher Show. The Gallagher Gold Studio Cam is up and running today. I'm savoring my last 2 weeks at home before we take to the road June 29th for the Surrounded by Idiots book tour. My book gets published 2 weeks from, actually 2 weeks from today, or 2 weeks from yesterday. No, yeah, 2 weeks from yesterday. It should be on bookshelves nationwide. Surrounded by Idiots, Fighting Liberal Lunacy in America. Looking forward to a real exciting book tour. In fact, we might even give a book away today here on the Mike Gallagher Show because I've got a few that they shipped me yesterday. Kind of a sneak peek of the book, which I hope you like. And we've talked about, I mean, I think this is a brand of lunacy. We live in a country, as we talk about the flag-burning amendment to the Constitution, that has all kinds of restrictions on how you can or can't protest. You just can't scream fire in a crowded theater. You just can't, you know, get in somebody's face and spit in their face. And to millions of us, you're spitting in our face when you desecrate the American flag. There should be a flag-burning amendment to the Constitution. Let's see what you think. We'll start with Tom on the Mike Gallagher Show at 800-655-MIKE. Hi, Tom.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Real good. My cell phone's going weak. I just want to make a comment about these people
sure.
who desecrate our flag and our country and our freedoms.
Sure.
They don't worry about, they worry more about the Quran. And I mean, no disrespect to the Quran. You know, they'll make comments how these prisoners in Guantanamo are being abused.
Yep.
And how we disrespect the Quran as being flushed down the toilet, whatever it may be. The people in this country better realize their freedoms are very, very delicate because things are changing. These liberal lunatics I'm making it bad for all of us, Mike. We need to respect our flag, our country, and our citizens.
No, you
need to stand up.
You make a terrific point. I mean, your observation that all these headlines were made over the allegation that a soldier flushed the Koran down the toilet at Guantanamo Bay. Yet if some freak, if some moron burns a flag on a courthouse.
Right. Yeah, they urinate on our flag.
And that isn't even
noticed. Don't worry about our. That's exactly right, Mike.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. It's time to stand up and be counted. You're right on the money, Tom. I agree with you. 1-800-655-MIKE. Joe, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good, Joe. How are you, sir?
I'd like to premise my comments with the fact that I'm a Desert Storm veteran and I'm a strong, staunch patriot. And it does piss me off when I see people burning it. But I think people are looking at the flag and they're seeing that it's a symbol of government instead of what it really is a symbol of.
Right.
I didn't go to war, and I'm sure most people who have been in the military never went to war for our government. They never went to war for an individual president. They went to.
Wait a minute. Let me get you to clarify. Do you think the flag is a symbol of government?
No, I think the flag is a symbol of our democratic republic, the very fabric of which is written in the ten amendments to the Constitution.
Right.
I think when people do burn it, they're burning it as a symbol against our government and also against that.
Yeah, but what if they're not? I mean, I'm not sure we have to get into the minds of somebody who burns the flag. I mean, there's a picture of a flag being burned outside the Staples Center in Los Angeles that I have in my hand. I saw this happen because I was there. It was one of these anarchist goofball protesters with the bandanas around their face. And it was a protester throwing an American flag over burning debris outside the Democratic National Convention. Well, wait a minute. Do you think he's protesting the government or he's protesting the country, protesting the soldiers, or does it really matter? I mean, at the end of the day, Joe, why not make that act illegal?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what they're demonstrating against. My whole idea on the issue of flag, it is a First Amendment right, and all of the soldiers and the people that fought and died for this country didn't do it for government. They didn't do it for individuals. They did it for the spirit of our democratic republic.
Right, which that flag represents.
Which that flag represents.
So when somebody burns a flag, they're telling you, well, you did it for naught, Joe. We don't care. We're spitting in your face because you didn't. You don't count. I mean, I don't understand how a soldier. I do get it. I mean, I understand what you're saying. You fought for the right, I guess you're saying, to somebody having the right to burn a flag.
Exactly.
While I understand that argument and I can appreciate your point of view, I don't think burning a flag is the First Amendment protected free speech. That's not speech. Orrin Hatch said it best. Urinating on a flag isn't speech. It's an act. I mean, burning a flag like burning a Bible or burning the Koran. What do you think is going to happen, back to the other caller, if somebody decided to burn a Koran in a very public way? Stop the presses. It'd be front page news all over the world. Yet somebody burns an American flag and we don't care. We should care. We ought to have the same sensitivity, the same heightened sense of respect for the American flag that Muslims have for the Quran. I appreciate your service to America, and I'm sorry we disagree today. Let's see what others say. 800-655-MIKE. Kim, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good, Kim. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Good.
I feel real disappointed in the last caller. That he has been in the military and still feels that way. I just feel like, burn the flag. Why don't you just walk up to, a man or woman in uniform and just spit in their face?
Right.
It's the same. It's the same thing. And I think people forget that with the freedom that we have comes responsibility. And I guess that's one of my big beefs with Americans is that they just push everything too far.
That's right. Well, and ultimately, this is going to be a very democratic procedure. This is going to be democracy in action. What will happen if the Senate were to pass, if they get the two-thirds needed, because it's very simple. An amendment must win two-thirds majorities in the House and the Senate, then three-fourths or 38 of the 50 states must ratify it. If that happens, guess what? You burn a flag, you'll go to jail. This is real simple. The people will have spoken. Mike, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hello.
Oh, hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, Mike, how are you?
Oh, all right. I do have a comment to make about this.
Good.
Imagine some liberal lunatic judge out there, after this amendment is passed, all right? On my truck right now, I have an American flag tied to my antenna and that. It's
right.
Kind of tattered and torn. It's dirty. It's been up there for a while.
Yep.
Perhaps I'm desecrating the flag by displaying it like that.
Perhaps you are. I'm not
you
real sure.
What I'm
I mean, it's well, no, I'm saying perhaps you are. Is it, you said it's dirty and tattered?
Well, yeah, it's been on my truck for a while. I keep it on my on my.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure if the court would interpret that as flag desecration, but I'll bet you a bunch of our listeners would. Get a clean flag. Treat it with respect. Don't put it on your fanny, on your jeans. Don't tie it around your antenna and get it filthy. It is the American flag. It's the symbol of what makes us great. 1-800-655-MIKE. If you think I'm all wet, please tell me where I'm wrong.
Everything you do irritates me.
We got to find callers who disagree with me. I got to talk to you if you disagree. We need to free some lines.
Are you talking to me on a cellular phone?
The highly trained crew of the Mike Gallagher Show will get to your call as soon as possible.
Bill, can you turn it up in the cans? Can you turn it up in the cans? All right, that's better. That's better.
And now, here's Mike.
We just had a terrible realization the other day. I haven't been away for 30 days for anything in my life. Who goes on a 30-day trip? This book tour starts 2 weeks from today in Dallas-Fort Worth. Details are right now being finalized. Then we go on to Austin, Houston, Hannibal, Missouri, Decatur, Chicago, South Bend, Newark. It's going to be a great tour. I think 22 cities or something in 29 days. It's all part of the cross-country book tour for my book, Surrounded by Idiots, Fighting Liberal Lunacy in America. And this, I think, is a brand of liberal lunacy, what we're talking about, the defense of desecrating the American flag. All the book tour details are available at our website, MikeOnline.com. Gives you all the dates, the exact dates. There's even a press release in there. And the first review for the book is in. It's from Publishers Weekly, and it's a pretty good one. We've got that posted online as well. The motor coach is so cool. The walls expand when you park the thing. If you know about motor coaches and these real beautiful cross-country vehicles, the make and the model is called a Fleetwood Revolution, and it's beautiful. There's a company we're working with that I'm going to be telling you all about. It's called Sunshare RV, and they are extraordinary. You can actually rent these things and go all around the country. And I feel sorry for one of our sons because he's always wanted for our family to do this. He thinks it would be so neat to take the family, maybe the dogs, and rent one of these and just go somewhere and take a big, long trip. Well, I'm going to do it. Trouble is, I'm not with my family. I'm going to be stuck with Jason and Joey Hudson and some security folks. I mean, it's going to be a very lonely 30 days. We'll be broadcasting from the motor coach from city to city. You know, it's creating a little bit of logistics questions because some of the places where we're visiting, they'd like to try to see if we could do the show from inside the business. There's like, you know, car dealers and restaurants. There's a country club in Austin. The trouble is with that, we've got to preserve the integrity of the show every day, and it's not one local show. It's a whole bunch of local shows, about 200 to be exact. So we have to be very careful about the quality, the technical quality. We're going to stay in format all through the book tour that lasts, again, from June 29th to July 28th. And we're going to have to do that. So we're going to stay on the we're going to do the show from the motor coach. The neat thing is, though, the motor coach is so spectacular. We're going to be inviting people onto the motor coach while I'm doing the show. We'll have maybe VIP passes and all kinds of, you know, great opportunities for you to come on board, take some photos. Then I'll be out of the motor coach after the show and doing the book signings. Various bookstores will be partnering with the different businesses and radio stations that we're visiting so that you can get a book. I'll sign it for you. I'll be happy to personally sign it. Everybody's saying, oh, you can't. Yes, I can. It's going to be a fun book tour. It's the Surrounded by Idiots book tour starting June 28th, Dallas, Fort Worth. And I hope you can take part. It's going to be a lot of fun. Do you agree with me that these senators are correct to say enough is enough and we ought to draw the line with desecrating the American flag? If you're just joining us, we're talking about what is being described as a possible cliffhanger. The Senate may be within one or two votes of passing a constitutional amendment to ban the desecration of the U.S. flag, which is about time, it seems to me, and many of us. Five freshman senators are helping to make this a reality, including Senator John Thune of South Dakota, who joins us now from Washington, D.C., here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Senator Thune, how are you?
Doing well, Mike. How are you?
I'm just so grateful you could spend some time. I know you're busy working, and we appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes.
Glad to do it.
I am so glad to see this freight train coming down the tracks, and judging by our callers so far, most Americans are too. It just seems to me that while I understand the argument about free speech, as Senator Orrin Hatch put it, one of your colleagues, burning and urinating and defecating on the American flag, this is not speech. This is offensive conduct.
It really is, Mike, and that's why I think people around the country get it. And, you know, when I was in the House, we had a number of votes on this. We'd always get the vote in the House to do this, and we are very close now in the Senate to having the votes that are necessary to get a flag-burning amendment through the Congress and onto the states. And I think that a lot of it has to do with some of the new folks that came in this last year. Some of us came over from the House or supporters of this. This was something that when I got to the Senate, one of the first things we looked at is, let's get this going again. And I called Senator Hatch, and he was ready to go with it again. And I think it's going to be I hope we get a big vote in the Senate. It is high time that we did this.
Senator,
American people, the people who serve their country, who sacrificed, who bled for this country, the very least we can do is protect their symbol of freedom and democracy.
Senator, what do you say to somebody who argues this is the ultimate expression it's a celebration in a way of the First Amendment? It's because our country has the First Amendment that people are allowed to burn a flag.
Well, there are already, as you know, Mike, restrictions on the first, you know, time, manner, place, restrictions on the First Amendment of free speech. But I think Senator Hatch is correct on that when he says this is not about free speech. This is offensive conduct. And I think huge majority of Americans would agree with that. And I don't think that hiding behind the cloak of the First Amendment or free speech is an appropriate defense of this kind of conduct. And I just think that people are ready for this.
See, I you know, people say, well, this is what makes America unique. We have the First Amendment, so you can burn a flag if you want to. I think what makes America unique, especially in 2005, is we're in the middle of a war and we're fighting a tough, fierce battle, and we're facing all the challenges that we face. What makes America unique is that we have the guts to stand up and say, no way, don't you dare desecrate this symbol of freedom, democracy, the United States of America. And I think that's what makes us so great, that this might be a reality.
This is why this country is the world leader. We have to say what we mean what we say, and people around the world know that. And I think that this is something that signals and sends a very clear message that, yes, we are not going to tolerate this kind of desecration of our national symbol,
right,
and that there are too many people, and especially when we're a nation at war, and we've got young men and women who are giving their lives in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, that we don't have the political courage in this country to step forward and say, you know what, we're going to protect this flag. I think it's just absolutely the right thing to do, and I think the huge majority of Americans agree with that.
Congratulations on this, Senator. You're a badly needed and great voice on Capitol Hill, and we're glad to have you there fighting for some of these battles. I can't let you go. I know you're busy, but just for one or two more minutes, we got to talk a little politics. Senator John Thune, our guest here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Lots of Democrats not happy with the Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean, some of the things he said, because I didn't realize you and I had never worked an honest day in our lives until Dr. Dean told us that. I mean, this guy seems to be sort of imploding. I made a comment the other day on the Fox News channel that I think perhaps this is strategic. Maybe the Democrats are setting somebody up maybe like Hillary, to come in and say, you know, Dr. Dean is over the top. Let's go back to the middle. Let's appeal to the centrists. I mean, could this be a strategic effort on the part of the Democratic Party?
It seems so off the wall, Mike, that it does make you wonder if there isn't some broader strategy at work here. Because
yeah.
You just think that why would anybody come out and say these sorts of things that are so inflammatory?
And continue to defend them.
Yeah, and continue to defend them. And I think part of it is they are getting so much pressure from the political left in this country right now over issues like judges, because they see us approving conservative judges, that it in some ways he's mirroring and reflecting what a lot of the very liberal base in the country is saying. But that being said, it is not helpful to their cause in trying to reach out to other constituencies that they're going to need in the next election, and it makes absolutely no sense. So you may be right. I kind of wonder too, is there some broader strategy at work here? Why would he be coming off and just saying these incredibly inflammatory
things? He can't be that. I mean, I used a pretty edgy word in that interview. I said, you know, if it's not strategic, it may be one of the stupidest things a national political figure has ever tried to embark upon, because I can't see this not backfiring in the biggest way.
Well, I suppose in some ways all party leaders throw red meat to their bases, but this really is, and even the Democrat leadership now, as you've seen, they're all coming out and repudiating and disavowing everything he said. So what it suggests is that they acknowledge now that this is just way over the line.
Senator John Thune from the great state of South Dakota, it's always great to hear your voice here on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Good to be with you, Mike.
Thank you,
keep
sir.
Fighting the good fight.
Well, you too, sir. Appreciate it. 17 minutes before the hour. What do you think? 800-655-MIKE. Dan, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hello.
Thank you.
Hi.
Mike, I am a great American. I get a lump in my throat when I see Old Glory flying over a base. I have served my country. I'm a very senior citizen. But somehow I don't feel too nationalistic when I look at all of these American flags being made in China. And when they burn those things, I just don't feel terrible.
Because they're made in China.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, I guess, you know, that's somewhat of a valid point. I guess people could be concerned about where they're being manufactured. It's an different kind of an argument, but I appreciate your perspective, and thank you very much for your service to this great country. Here's Doug. Doug, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hello.
Hey, Mike. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, Doug, I am. How are you?
And real well, and hope your road trip goes real well.
Thanks a million.
Listen, firstly, I'm probably like that same guy there. I didn't serve my country and all that. And, you know, I get offended when I don't see people standing up during the national anthem. But I think the First Amendment, you know,